be honest about it. They were so far in front in the first half and totally dominated the first half. It should have been a couple of, same story we've had in our previous games, we should have been a couple up. We missed a couple of great chances. I think we're in control of the match. Falkirk will always be dangerous on the break, but I think we totally dominate. And I can't, Peter would probably get in there and give them a bit of stick. I told the players at half time, I said, you know, you've got to make sure that we respond the first, because they'll get a reaction for them. And we've come out like we've done before, and it's not through lack of hard work, it's just through no being switched on, no being determined enough, not allowing things to happen. And we've lost two goals in, what, 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
In a 15-minute spell. And then you're asking yourself, fantastic response for the players, you know, and getting the goal back was great. And then obviously the boy being sent off, it got everybody buzzed up because it was fairly quiet in the first half, it was. But then it started to get a bit frantic, the atmosphere picked up, and we gave it our best shot. We should have, we had a couple of chances in there, a couple of great boys in round about the box, and folk that were hanging on and got the result. But, you know, there was no way that we were outplayed tonight. And when you look at some of the performance, some of the play during the match, we'll be alright. We've got a decent side in there. You know, things are not going for them now because they're not taking their chances. I mean, there's one person I would have loved to have been on the end of a chance there. You know, you could maybe say the chance when Page should have scored, but he's a centre-half and it really should be in. But then you're wishing it was Muff that was on the end of it, and he was on the end of the next year and missed it with a header. So that's the way it's going for us until we get... And the first goal's always crucial, and we're just... No suffering for bad performance, and we're just suffering for a wee break that's our own fault, because we need to take these chances that we're creating. If they weren't creating chances, I would be a lot more concerned. But there's signs there that we're a good team. There's a long season to go, and the league's a priority. So, but we'll get better, and we'll take it. We'll certainly take our chances. So some of them might just get a wee bit. I said this at this time last year, and we came out against Air United and gave them a bit of. So maybe hopefully we've got a goal or two in us for Saturday.
Ross did well to keep his cool with the red card.
Well, it was strange. I mean, I've never seen anybody roll. I think he had about six or seven forward rolls, and I'm thinking, well, what's that all about, you know? And Ross says that he just went to try and get the ball, and the boy hit me. But these things happen. The boys responded. You know, he shouldn't have responded like that. He just lost the plot and ended up getting himself sent off. You kind of go stick in the head if you've got to leave up to. Ross, he didn't get involved in anything like that. But you could see his own players were trying to hold him back because he had lost the plot. So you can't stick the head in somebody. So it was a bit silly to leave his teammates with 10 men, because at that time I think it was we got the goal back before he was sent off, wasn't it? He's now gave his team a tough time because we had the extra man. We kept pushing forward and kept playing, got round the back of them a few times, but just couldn't take that opportunity to put it in the net and get it gone into extra time. So, as I said, we were the better team by far the first half. Peter would get tore into them. They started the second half better than us, and in that period they scored two goals and we didn't score any when we were on top. So, and that's what wins games.
Thanks, John.
All right. Good job, thanks.